Nolte, watch, fired Washington Post staffers outraged when not allowed to enter building. By John Nolte on February 11, 2026. If you want to know why the corporate media has lost all touch with common sense and reality, take a good look at the assholes hired by the Washington Post. A national newspaper actually hired, and then fired, people who literally believe they are entitled to work at the Washington Post. The Washington Post hired people who literally believe they have a right to work at the Washington Post. The Washington Post hires people who literally believe it is illegal to fire them. Watch this. It looks like something out of a comedy skit. When they came to work this morning, to continue the jobs they were hired to do, they were blocked from entering the building, writes the Washington Post Employees Union. Our members are still employees. We are in status quo, which means that these layoffs are legal. Doesn't it all make sense now? This is the mindset of the people the Washington Post hired to report the news to us. And they are all so twisted, immature, and spoiled that they are publicly proclaiming, without any embarrassment, that the Post has no legal right to let them go. Why would a national newspaper allow this mindset into its newsroom? Last night after working hours, our members who are being targeted for layoffs by the Washington Post were locked out of their work devices, platforms, and the Post building, complained the union. Yes, that's what happens after you lose your job. Some of us have discovered we've been let go by trying to sign into work, only to discover our password has been revoked. But my overall point is this. These are the lunatics who hold the wheel in the corporate media. We're not talking about differences over how high the minimum wage should be, tax rates, or abortion. We're dealing with narcissistic sociopaths who believe they are entitled to a job at the Washington Post. Where do you begin to find common ground and a shared culture with people who honestly believe that kind of madness? Even communists don't go this far. I spent years educating myself on the Soviet Union, and I can't recall anyone ever saying they had a legal right to work for Pravda, or anywhere for that matter. It's scary enough to discover that our failed education system is pumping out people like this. But that a major newspaper would allow them over the wall and into the newsroom says everything about why the corporate media is broken and will never reform. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.